it appears social media might be getting too sociable. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich has asked the Justice Department to investigate Facebook's role in helping illegal aliens enter the country. Letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland, Brnovich reported that Facebook confessed to what, say, is a crime. Title 8 of the U.S. Code forbids inducing illegal immigration. Now, Garland's probably unlikely to do anything about this, since the Biden administration's goal is open borders to varying degrees, depending on what week it is, but still, this does show Facebook is helping that endeavor. A little timeline here, too. Back in June, Attorney General Garland wrote to Facebook saying, "I'm deeply troubled to read articles detailing how human smugglers and drug cartels have allegedly been using your platform, meaning Facebook, to advertise their services to assist migrants on their dangerous journey and unlawful entry into the United States." Now, Arizona's AG Brnovich observed Facebook wouldn't permit Arizona to post anti-smuggling material and advertisements, yet smugglers have really, I guess, open borders on Facebook, if you think about it, and promoting their trafficking services on Facebook. In his letter to Attorney General Garland, Brnovich asked four questions. Has Facebook allowed, including unintentionally, transnational criminal organizations to purchase ads to use Facebook to promote their ability to smuggle people or illegal drugs into the U.S.? Another question, what measures is Facebook taking to proactively ensure that human or drug traffickers are restricted from advertising their unlawful services on the platform? What does Facebook do if an ad even accidentally gets posted, promotes human trafficking or drug smuggling? And is Facebook reporting any posts or ads promoting human or drug trafficking to law enforcement? Now, you would think Facebook is denying this. Yes, again, this is from Will Castleberry, who's Facebook Vice President for State Public Policy. Reading word for word here. "We also prohibit sharing content that offers to provide or facilitate human smuggling, which includes advertising a human smuggling service. We do allow people to share information about how to enter a country illegally or request information about how to be smuggled. After consultation with human rights experts, we developed this policy to ensure we were prohibiting content relating to the business of human smuggling, but not interfering with people's ability to exercise the right to seek asylum, which is recognized in international law. Allowing people to seek and share information related to smuggling can also help minimize the likelihood of them being exploited by human traffickers." Wow. What's missing from Facebook's response is any addressing of the issue of sex trafficking. Actually, seems to combine it with illegal entry, if you want to consider their context. While these problems might be related, they are separate crimes. Both take a huge toll on victims and communities. Platforms like Facebook too easily are exploited by traffickers, particularly when they don't properly understand, monitor, or remove postings for illegal conduct. Mentioned Title 8 before of the U.S. Code. That clearly states helping an illegal sneak into the country is a crime. The law applies to any person who encourages or induces an alien to come to, enter, or reside in the United States, knowing or in reckless disregard of the fact that such coming to, entry, or residence is or will be in violation of law. Also included are those who conspire with or aid and abet illegal immigrants with trying to get entry into the country. Here's how this all works, just to take a look at the mechanics. Migrants respond to Facebook ads in Central America. Smuggling organizations recruit U.S.-based drivers on Snapchat, for example. Drivers and migrants connect via GPS pin location sent through WhatsApp, which is owned by Facebook, by the way. Telegram, TikTok, Instagram also been used. This is according to a database of smuggling court cases. Cartel scouts use WhatsApp to guide the drivers to pickups, send updates about Border Patrol movements, and guide them on which routes are likely to be the safest and most successful. Then we have social media posts that also help create waves of illegal immigration. Migrants who make it to the U.S. get caught and released, often post online about, I guess you call it, their success stories. Then they encourage friends and family to follow their route and path. So that's how all that is working. With, as you heard, Facebook's response, apparently their eager participation.